Kelsing spent 25 years on the PGA Tour and is a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Now he provides his unique perspective as a golfer and network broadcaster. It's time to go On the Range with Jay Delsing.
On the Range is brought to you by Vehicle Assurance.
Hey, good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm reading my script. It says, my friend and longtime caddy, John Perlis. I think I'm just going to say caddy from now on.
I've got a light grip on my driver, and I'm ready to rip it. Let's go, baby.
That was a typo on my part, Jay.
Yeah,
come on.
We got a meetup over here. What the hell? We formulated the show like a round of golf, and the first segment is called the On the Range segment. It's brought to you by Vehicle Assistance. 866-341-9255. If your warranty is over or you need some extra coverage on any sort of vehicle, it doesn't matter. Give them a call today and they will take care of you. Check out our social media. We don't know what it is. We don't care what it is. Pearlie's in charge and he is on top of it. Pearl, give us a little update.
I've got it handled.
Awesome update. Way to go, Pearl. All right. And we also want to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue at Donahue Painting and Refinishing. 314-805-2132 is their number. They do some spectacular work. The weather's getting good here in the Midwest. Call them inside, outside, it doesn't matter. First of all, they're great people. Second of all, they do excellent work. All right, John, I sat down with Craig Cann this week. What a cool dude. One of the original six at the Golf Channel. There for 18 years. Then he went over as the chief communications officer for the LPGA Tour and really gave them a nice boost. He wrote a book. He's got a podcast. He's got a show on XM, on Sirius. He's got all sorts of cool stuff. So we got a neat interview with him. But first of all, I got to tell you about a stat I found. You know how we are in stats. We are, well.
Close.
Yeah. We're in the ballpark on stats, right? Okay, so here's the deal. The question is this. Who's made the most money on the PGA Tour in the PGA Tour history without winning? And how much is it?
I know one of the guys that had the most PGA starts without winning. And I think our good friend Jay Delsing's one of those guys with Bobby Watkins, I think. So what
Bobby?
Was that
Bobby had a hell of a lot more starts than I did, but yeah, I was up there. I was up there.
Well, what were you? How many starts did you have?
I had about 600.
600, okay. And what was your total wins? Let's make a comparison.
Let's see. I was. I think I was 0 for 600, John. I think
okay,
just about
I,
that.
I
hey, me, can
win.
You just
that
delete his microphone? Win. Do something.
He knew exactly where this conversation was going.
Of course he did. Of course
he
did.
And he just throws it at you like, oh, I don't know the answer.
We'd be eating breakfast on the road meet, and he goes, what, did you win that tournament? I mean, like, oh, I know.
Way to build your guy up, John.
Oh, it was a faux pas.
That was a faux pas. What I meant to say is, how much money did you win over that period of time? I'm very sorry if I hurt your feelings. How much money did you win?
He's not sorry.
No, not at all. I won probably a little over four.
Probably. That's like you used to talk about, I missed a six-footer, and we knew it was like 12 feet. Not probably. How much did you win?
I won somewhere between $4 and $4.5 million.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
You know how much I spent? You want to know how much I spent over that period of time? Probably about $8 million. I should have.
Well, Pearlie was in Hawaii waiting for you to show up to
her. Exactly. That week cost me like $5,000, me, because Pearlie was buying pina coladas for everybody he knew over there.
Okay, so 650 events,
$600
events. Yep. Wow. Mean he's a little testy over there. Okay, 600 events, $5 million. Now talk about Cameron Tringali. Let's make a comparison between past and present.
Okay, just under 300 starts. 297 starts he's made.
Half of you. Half of you. He's not half the man you were.
No, well, we know that.
Well, okay, so am I making up for my phone?
No, you're not. Okay. You got a long way to go.
How much money? I'm going to guess if he played half the events and he hasn't won, I'm going to say he made as much as you, but half the events. So $5 million.
He made $13.8 million.
That's a lot more than you made. As a matter of fact, if you spent
all right, I think we should just cancel the show. I completely suck.
Searching for a new co-host.
And, I go and, hey, Meat, you ever done radio? All right. All right.
Wait a second. Let's take a look at that.
No. What do you mean?
If you spent substantially more, $8 million, you said, which is $3 million more than you made, had you made as much as he made, you would actually have $5 million in the bank.
I mean, I'm not laughing anymore. So dumb. Who brought that up? Who brought the Cameron Tringali up? Well, that's going to wrap up the front nine. We've got the Craig Kann interview coming up on the back nine, so don't go anywhere. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hello, friends. This is Jim Nance, and you are listening to Golf with my friend Jay Delsing.
Are you looking for a great career? Do you like meeting nice people, working with your hands, and fixing things inside the home? Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to encourage you to consider a high-paying career in major appliances repair and service. Major appliance service technicians are in very high demand. Major appliance techs work regular hours and make excellent money. They work local, in their own communities, and are home every night. It is an incredibly stable industry and highly rewarding work. Discover more about your new career in major appliance services today by contacting a local appliance service company in your hometown. In Southern Illinois, contact Jeff Klein at Mount Vernon TV and Appliance Center. The phone number is 618-242-1579. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric parts.
I am delighted to welcome Marie Davila to the Golf with Jay Delsing show. I'm sure you know where it is, but in case you don't, Marie Davila is a landmark out in West St. Louis County. It's located on the corner of Clayton and Wideman Roads. It's also on 21 beautiful rolling acres right on the way out to Queenie Park. It's a country club-like atmosphere. It's iconic, and it's absolutely gorgeous. When my dad died and my mom decided she didn't want to live alone, Marie Davila was the first place we called. When we pulled up, we were greeted at the front door by the owner, and he took us around on a tour of the facility. We learned that there are 1, 2, and 3-bedroom villas that you can live in, and there's also 24-hour care in the East, West, and the Waterford buildings. So Marie Davila had everything that my mom wanted. One of the things that stood out in my mind as well was the way the family-owned business treats their guests. That's right. They refer to them as guests, but they treat them like family. So if you're in the process of trying to make a tough decision for this next part of life, you got to visit Marie Davila. This is local. This is family. And this is St. Louis. This is Marie Davila. Come be our guest.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan matters. Farmers Insurance has over 90 years of experience helping people play through every stage of the game. We've seen almost everything, so we know how to cover almost anything. Talk to Farmers agent Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101 to see how they can help you stay in the game. That's Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Many of us have experienced back pain that interrupts our daily life and activities. Having been a patient at SSM Health Physical Therapy and seeing the one-on-one care, I can highly recommend them. Hey, Jay Delsing here for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Do you want to have a more consistent golf swing? Hell, I know I sure do. SSM Health Physical Therapy's golf program has Titleist Performance Institute certified physical therapists trained to assess your movement patterns, your mobility, and your stability to help make your golf swing more efficient and repeatable. They can help your golf game. There's 80 locations in the St. Louis area. 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Tell them Jay sent you for special pricing. Your therapy, our passion.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The front nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic.
Hey, welcome back. Golf with Jay Delsing here. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearly with me. Brad Barnes Meats taking good care of us here at the ESPN studios. We're headed to the front nine, brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic. This September, be there or be square. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's going to be the spot for golf in the country. Champions Tour event. Ascension is a, oh man, they are a community powerhouse, and it is going to be a hell of a lot of fun. I just can't wait. Let's just go right to this Craig Kann interview. Craig was one of the original broadcasters down at the Golf Channel, started in 1995. He's also the man of C-suite position, chief communications officer at the LPGA Tour. He also wrote a book, Can You Get Our Attention? It's a radio golf show. He's got podcasts. Let's go to the first part of that interview.
Is it his time?
Yes! There it is!
Can you believe it?
Craig Kann is brought to you by Golden Tee.
Craig, what's going on, and thanks for joining me.
Hey, first off, the pleasure is all mine. It feels like old times, you know. I can't tell you how many times, you probably can't remember how many times I probably interviewed you back when I was at Golf Channel and you were out on the PGA Tour, and we were talking about this finish or this topic or whatever, and now you got your own radio show. So pretty cool. I'm happy for you, and I'm really glad to join you.
Oh, my gosh. It's the pleasure and privilege is all mine. And let me tell you this just about my career. I didn't get interviewed by you nearly enough. I'll tell you that much for sure. First of all, congratulations. I love prepping. I have some great guests on the show, and I love prepping and looking at some of your accomplishments, man. And I mean, we met years and years ago. You were one of the original guys with the Golf Channel, 1995.
I know. It's a long time ago. And, you know, I still keep in touch with guys like Brian Hammonds and Tex Van Pelt every now and again. And think back to the days with Jennifer Mills or Kelly Tillman or doing live tournaments with Mark Lai and Kurt Byram and Donica Pony and all the names that, you know, that we had there at the very beginning. I mean, Jay, you know this. I mean, you were blessed to play on the PGA Tour. That's a lifelong dream. I had a goal when I was a young kid in my house growing up in Chicago of being a sportscaster, being on TV. And you don't know where it's going to take you. I mean, I broadcast games in my house, in my bedroom at 7 and 8 years old with a tape recorder and a microphone. And I thought I wanted to be the next announcer for the Bears or the Bulls or the White Sox or the Blackhawks, whatever, as a kid growing up in Chicago. In the end, I ended up going to Mizzou and broadcast major and then TV and small markets like Columbus, Georgia and Fort Myers, Florida, then up to Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Michigan. And lo and behold, I get this opportunity to go to the Golf Channel. And I always remember the interview. I mean, Jay, they flew me down first class. Okay. And I was like, here I am, this, you know, I don't know what I was, 29 year old guy, something like that. And they flew me down first class and they flew me back coach, by the way. Okay. it doesn't make sense to me to this day, but it's a good story. Right. So they gave me 24 hours to make a decision as to whether I wanted to be one of the original six on air personalities in the Golf Channel studio. And it was a no-brainer. I mean, you're like, when do I get this opportunity? Arnold Palmer starts this thing with Joe Gibbs. And I took it. And I was there 18 years. And I traveled the world. I flew in a plane with Arnold Palmer. I've been to Ryder Cups. I've been to major championships around the world. I've interviewed Tiger Woods in the locker room at Augusta National in 1997 when he won the Masters. I was in the studio the day that he hit the fire hydrant. I was the only anchor in the studio that day. I've been to the White House twice because of my ties to golf. I mean, there's just so many things that I'm blessed simply for that opportunity to start up the Golf Channel in 95.
Oh, my gosh, Craig. I can remember you reporting on-site mostly for the majors. But you guys were doing everything. Remember when the Golf Channel first started? People were like, wait a minute, golf 24 hours a day? Who wants to do that? And look at what happened.
I know. It's crazy. I remember my first interview that I ever did with a player, okay? I went to Key Biscayne, Florida for a PGA Tour Champions event. And at the time, we had a show called Golf Today, which is now back, by the way. But we had Golf Today,
and then we had Golf Central. And they would not rerun stuff from one show to the next. They were like, you know, we're big time, and we're gonna do four different pieces each day. And I mean, you're out there grinding, doing this stuff, okay? And so anyway, I drive down there. I've got a cameraman, and the first player that I bump into, and I'm like, oh man, I got to do an interview, and I got to do a couple of them with this guy because I couldn't run the same one, was Raymond Floyd. Now, you want to talk about an intimidating first guy to ever go up to and go, Mr. Floyd, could I grab a quick interview? So then I interview him, and then I go, all right, could I do that again for this other show? And then I'm asking him, could I ask you a couple of other questions for this other? At a certain point, Raymond Floyd says, hey, I'm all in on the Golf Channel, but I mean, you think you got enough already? You know,
so, it's like, come on, dude, let's
say,
go.
What?
He's like, come on, dude, let's wrap this thing up.
Oh, it was some. But, you know, the thing is, all the players on the PGA Tour and the PGA Tour champions back in the day, in 95, 96, 97, they made it happen. It wasn't just people like us that were, you know, on air or whatever. If not for a guy like Davis Love III or Fred Couples or Jack Nicklaus, who obviously did tons of interviews for us, or, you know, Tiger, I was there for the Hello World press conference in Milwaukee. You probably played in the event Milwaukee that year.
I really did. Yeah.
I mean, do you remember who he played with? I can tell you who he played with.
I think he might have played with Skip Kendall.
He played with Jumbo Elliott and Jeff Hart. How about that for a blast?
He had to, oh my gosh, Craig, he had to hit it 250 yards past Jeff Hart.
Yep. But he couldn't beat Ed Fiore.
Right. You know? Quad Cities a couple weeks later. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, really crazy stuff. But I remember Payne Stewart, who really befriended a lot of us. And, you know, I mean, talk about devastating. We could go down that path. But the number of times that he would say, hello, young man, and say, come on inside the ropes and walk with me. You know, you remember the old Merrill Lynch shootouts and stuff like that. I remember hosting one of them in Houston, and Payne Stewart was in it that day, and he grabbed the microphone and was just like Payne Stewart always was, you know, and he was fantastic. But everybody treated us like we belonged. And I think the players know, I mean, you could answer this, the players knew that if you guys played along, so to speak, it was great for your brands. It was great attention for you guys that you never had, men and women.
Oh, my gosh, Craig, 100%. Plus, you had the perfect audience in us. I mean, we bought in because we loved the game, and we were trying to grow the game and grow our brands, even though we didn't really know what a brand was back in 1984, or at least I didn't. But you know what I wanted to ask you, Bud, because you've done so much cool stuff. You're an author. You've got podcasts. You've got a show on SiriusXM and PGA Tour Radio. But as you look back and you know what you know now, what does the Golf Channel look like? Could you have done anything differently? I mean, I know that's always the question. If I knew, you know, now what I would have wished I would have known then.
Well, it's actually a really good question. And I wrote about this in my book, which is titled, Can You Get Our Attention? You can buy it on Amazon, by the way. I wrote a whole chapter on the Golf Channel. I wrote a whole chapter on the LPGA, but the book is really about, you know, a bunch of other things too. I weave my personal story and my personal career journey in with all the stuff that I teach and preach in my corporate workshops and my speaking engagements and the things that I do now to make a living. If I could change something, or if I look back on something, and you know, they always say it's okay to look back, just don't stare. All right. But I was one of the, so Denny Schreiner was the first play-by-play guy at the Golf Channel, and the Golf Channel didn't have a lot of events when it first started. You know, they had a handful, sprinkling, smattering of events, and then they did some Canadian tour events, and then they did what was then like the buy.com tour that then became the Nationwide, then Korn Ferry and all that. Now, so I did a handful of LPGA events with Donna Capone and a bunch of the what's now Korn Ferry with Mark Lai. So anyway, we only had about 15 events. Then it jumped to 30, and I was splitting it with Grant Boone. And that was Grant Boone, you know, his first go around with the Golf Channel. Well, I got called into the office by Keith Hirschland, who was the producer and a really good producer at Golf Channel. You should have him on your show, by the way. And Tony Tortorisi, who was my boss. And they said, Craig, we'd like to have one voice, one guy doing play-by-play. So this was about 2003. And they said, we'd like you to do all 30 events. Now, I've got twins, and at the time, they were like six, you know. So 2003, they were born in 97, so do the math. And then I had a younger daughter who was 2 years old. And I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to travel 30 weeks a year. I mean, first off, I was honored. And then I thought, well, what am I going to do the other 22 weeks out of the year? And they said, well, you'll host Golf Central and work in the studio Thursday through Sunday. And Jay, to be honest, you know, we all are at a different place in life at different times and different things matter more. And you start thinking about the ramifications of what would be and all that. And I turned it down and I said, I just don't know that I can do this. And basically what you're saying is be away from your family 52 weeks a year, weekends a year. And that was really hard for me. And I look back now and I'm like, if I'd have said yes, they probably don't hire Brian Anderson, right, who's now on TNT and ESPN. You know, be like, he does everything. He's on March Madness, one of the great announcers in sports. And I might, who knows, I might be doing stuff on NBC or wherever, covering golf in that way. So that's probably the only thing I look back on. But my studio run and the host of Live From for 9 years or whatever it was, I mean, I have nothing to complain about. I was so fortunate.
All right, that's going to wrap up the first half of the interview, but don't go anywhere. And it's going to wrap up the front nine, but don't go anywhere. On the back nine, we'll get you the rest of that interview. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. If you have a car and you're struggling to get some protection for that car, let me recommend Vehicle Assurance. 1-866-341-9255 is their number. They have been in business for over 10 years and have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is one of the reasons why they have over 1 million satisfied customers. They are known for their painless claims process and their premium vehicle protection. So whatever that car looks like, they can help you. You can find them at vehicleassurance.com or call them again at 866-341-9255 for a free quote. Get the protection and the peace of mind you deserve.
Don't miss the hottest rookie class in PGA Tour Champions history. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club September 6th through the 12th. Join legends Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Hale Irwin to celebrate the PGA Tour Champions' newest event. Professional golf returning to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, pro-am foursomes on sale now. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com.
I am with my buddy Joe Schieser from USA Mortgage.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks so much for the support of the show.
I really appreciate the opportunity. Congratulations. This is your third year, and we're really proud to be a sponsor all 3 years since the very beginning. It's a great show, and we look forward to it every Sunday morning.
Well, thanks a bunch. Tell us just a little bit about USA Mortgage and what you can do for people.
Well, USA Mortgage is a ESOP. It's an employee-owned company, so over 1,000 families here in St. Louis work for the company. So if you want an opportunity to patronize a local company, please call USA Mortgage 314-628-2015, and I'll be more than happy to sit down with you, go over your options, discuss all the different programs that are available, and give you an opportunity to support a local company.
That's awesome, Joe. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
We're halfway there. It's time for the Back Nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Back Nine is brought to you by Fogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. We're headed to the Back Nine. Pearlie is with me, and we are going to the Back Nine. It's brought to you by the Fogelbach Agency with Farmers. Ed Fogelbach is a great guy. He's got his family working at this agency. Call him at 314-398-0101 for any of your insurance needs, whether it's personal, whether it's corporate. This guy can take care of you, so give him a call. We are going to jump straight in to more of the interview with Craig Kann.
Well, here it comes. Oh, my goodness. Wow! In your life have you seen anything like that?
Craig Can is brought to you by Golden Tee.
In 2011, you decided to make the break. I remember talking to you at the time, and you moved over to the LPGA tour. And I got to tell you, bud, right this moment in 2021, I love what the LPGA tour is doing. And it's I really believe it's because what you and Mike and your team did over there starting in 2011.
Well, Mike Wan deserves the credit. I mean, he started in 2010, and he came on a media tour to the Golf Channel. And they go, Craig, you're going to interview Mike Wan. I'm like, okay. So I interview Mike Wan. Now, the thing was, and this is a longer story than we have time for, at the time, I was working at Golf Channel 4 days a week. They'd made a bunch of changes because of Comcast and taken some of the salaried employees and made us independent contractors and given us a different type of schedule. So I had 1 day a week, and on that 1 day a week that wasn't my Golf Channel, I started my own business on the side, which has now become Can Advisory Group years and years later. At the time, it was HDK Media, and I was doing consulting work and speaking engagements and whatnot. And I gave Mike an HDK Media card afterwards, not a Golf Channel card. And I said, hey, look, you know, if you ever need anybody that could help with like media coaching or anything with regard to consulting, I've done play-by-play for all the LPGA tournaments, and I know a thing or two about media coaching and have done that with athletes and coaches and whatnot, and I'd love to be able to help. And he goes, I'm good right now. A year later, I'm having breakfast with David Faraday, which is an experience in and of itself, when we were at the U.S. Open at Congressional, the year Rory won. And my phone rings, and it's Mike Wan, who says, hey, Craig, Mike Wan. I'm like, hey, Mike. And he says, you're going to tell me to go jump off a bridge or pound sand or I'm crazy, but I'd like you to consider, or do you have any interest in potentially being the chief communications officer of the LPGA? And I'm thinking to myself at age, whatever, 43 or something, 45, you know, executive roles in sports don't just fall in the laps of guys who wear makeup and read teleprompters. And I'm thinking, if I don't take this, I may never get this chance again. I love TV, but I was flat burned out, Jay, to be honest. I mean, doing 3 shows a day and everything and the travel and whatnot. And he offers me this position, and I thought long and hard. I mean, it was the toughest decision I'd ever made in my career, and I decided to take it. And it made me really uncomfortable, and that's one of the reasons I took it, was to stretch myself and figure out what else I didn't know and what I could learn. And if not for that opportunity and spending 5 years with the LPGA and growing that brand and traveling the world every time Mike didn't want to speak, I got to be the guy that spoke and delivered the message and coached the players on brand building and media training and all that other stuff. And I loved it. I mean, I loved being a part of that. If the PGA Tour would have offered me the same position, I probably would never have taken it, because that tour doesn't need that type of help, if you know what I mean. The LPGA needed to rise and needed to create greater awareness and needed a better message and needed people to be able to share it. And that's what I thought I had a chance to be able to help and contribute. And it was a great 5-year run. And I got to be on the communications committee for the Olympics in Rio in 2016. And I got to host all the press conferences at the Olympics that year. And then I decided to venture off and start my own company. And that's kind of where I am today. And I don't think there's any way I could do that, Jay, if not for a Golf Channel, but mostly, to be honest, mostly an executive level position, a C-suite job at a professional sports league running media messaging marketing for 5 years.
Craig, in 2015, the LPGA was a finalist for Sports League of the Year, done by the Sports Business Journal. I mean, that is such a statement for how far they've come. And there's still challenges over there, no doubt. But, man, when you look at what the Korda sisters are doing and just the brand, the style of golf that they're playing, it's a good product.
You know, it's a really good product. When I first started there, there were like 23, 24 events. When I left there, there were 33, 34 events. The prize money went from $40 million to over $60 million. There were taped delayed coverage like 80% of the time or more when I first started. It was live about 95% when I left. Mike has done an amazing job, and obviously he's going to the USGA to be, you know, the head of that organization. I I just, you mentioned the Korda sisters. I mean, I'll take it a step further and talk about, you know, the international change, the Yanni Sens of the world, the Envy Parks of the world, you know, Aimi Azzotto, all the players that I got to work with and help grow their brands. And I mean, frankly, you know, people talked about the Asian influence at first as though that was a bad thing. In the end, it's a great thing. And it grew the global opportunities for that organization to reach a wider audience. I mean, if you've never been to Asia to see golf played over there, the women are rock stars, and the Americans go over there and they are rock stars. And it's only a shame, honestly, but it's gotten a lot better, that the NB Parks of the world, the So Young Yus of the world, you know, that they don't get that same rock star status here in the U.S. Because the thing about it, Jay, is they don't just say, sure, Craig, I'll help. Sure, Mike, I'll help. They raise their hand and they say, how can I help? And it's invigorating. It's empowering. It's inspiring. They're great athletes and they care. They care deeply about the product. And so it's really great to see all the successes that tour has had. And I was there. I was a part of the 2015 deal. Just did a speaking engagement this week, and I always share the LPGA story and the importance of brand influence and building a network of support and how we were able to do that. And flying to New York City to be at the Marriott Grand Marquis in 2015 when we were named one of the five finalists for Sports League of the Year. I mean, Major League Baseball was not a finalist that year. The PGA Tour was not a finalist that year, but the LPGA was. And while we didn't win that night, we won. Simply because of inclusion, when they played our story, our video, in front of, 2,000 people from all the networks and all the sports leagues, and they mentioned the LPGA, that was huge validation for all the work.
Craig, and so just talk about this briefly, because it's just it's connected to what you just said. We could not have picked a more global influencer to win the Masters this year. At all. I don't think there's any way.
No, not a chance. He's Hideki's amazing, first of all. I mean, like, so here's the thing. On SiriusXM, I can't remember who said it. I think it was Carl Paulson. You played golf on PGA Tour when Carl Paulson was playing on the PGA Tour.
I know the Paulson brothers.
He thought it was the most influential win to grow the game globally in 10 years. I think he's wrong. I think it's the most influential win to grow the game since Tiger won in 1997 at the Masters, for what it does for the sport, the opportunity, the Olympics being in Tokyo. I mean, if the IOC or the USOC or the whatever, you know, the International Olympic Committee, the committee in Japan, we'll just use them. If they don't allow him or think of the merits of letting him walk in at the opening ceremony wearing the green jacket, Jay, can you imagine that?
Oh, my
God.
Like,
how cool would that be? The rest of them wear their, you know how they all have their uniforms for the opening ceremony, all the different countries. Let him walk in with the green jacket and let him light the torch to start the Olympics, or let him carry the flag, maybe both. It's massive. It is massive. And Augusta's done some great things, but, you know, giving the opportunities to Asian-born players to get over there and get qualified and all the things that they've done, this is proof, and it really says that it was all worth it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It was just an amazing win for golf. All right, so, Bud, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about, gosh, I don't know where you want to go next. We've got the Cann Advisory Group. You got your new book that's doing great stuff. Just came right out of the hop in the top 30 bestseller list. You got your show on XM. Let's talk about the XM experience for a minute.
Okay.
Tell folks a little bit about your radio show and what's going on there.
Well, I think the fun thing about it is how it started. I was just sitting around, you know. I'll be honest with you, Jay. When I did go to the LPGA, I missed TV. If I had a dollar for every time somebody said you missed TV, the problem was I couldn't tell people that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to these LPGA events and people recognize me from years on the Golf Channel. They're like, do you miss it? If I, around all the people I worked with or around the LPGA players, said, yeah, I really miss it, how would that have gone over?
Right.
Okay? It wouldn't have gone over real well. And yet, and Mike Wan used to, you know, he had a nickname for everybody, and he would always joke around, here comes the talent, you know, and that was, as funny as it was to some, it wasn't always so funny to me. And I know he didn't mean anything by it. You know, we were friends for sure while we were working together, doing all the things we were doing. But, you know, I did miss TV. I did miss the media. That's what I grew up. That was my dream. I loved every bit of the LPGA. I would never change course on that. I'm forever grateful for that opportunity, but I missed it. And so when I left the LPGA and started doing my own thing, I didn't know if I'd ever get into media again. And then all of a sudden I get this phone call from Jeremy Davis at SiriusXM. He says, Craig, would you have any interest in co-hosting a show with Chris DeMarco? He's been doing it for years. It's called Opinionated. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Well, he goes, well, Chris is going to call you. He's known you for years. I'm like, okay. So lo and behold, I do this show once a week with DeMarco for about a year and a half. And then DeMarco turns 50, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm done. But they had hired me to do fill-in work as well. And then John Cook called me and goes, hey, buddy, I've got a show that I do once a week, and I know you're not doing DeMarco's show. It's called Connected with John Cook. Would you be my host of it and make me, who's not really a TV guy or a broadcaster or a radio guy, make me sound better and help me with the show? And I was like, sure, I love Cookie. I was there for four of his PGA Tour wins interviewing him. So I do that. And then I start hosting other things, and I'm doing the pregame and the postgame, and it's just kind of spiraled. But this year, Cookie's really busy doing his stuff with Golf Channel. He's got like a 30-plus week schedule, and he couldn't really fit in Connected. And they said, Craig, we want you to do Connected on your own, 2 hours, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday nights. And so it's just a great opportunity. I fill it with guests. I love interviewing people. I've always done, enjoyed that. That's my favorite thing. And I'm really enjoying it, man. I'm so fortunate to be back in the business and having a voice, if you will, and a platform and a chance to kind of make an impact and share. It couldn't go any better for me.
Well, it's great to have us still have you connected with the game and I know that from, you know, my playing career is over, and I still love being involved in the game, just even to a little tiny degree like I am.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't ever leave you. You know, I mentioned the flying in Arnold Palmer's airplane, which is a great story. I mean, like, he opened a golf course in Conyers, Georgia, right after the 1996 Olympics. And so they said, Craig, you and this camera guy, Al Pollock, you probably remember him. They go, you guys are going to go fly up there and do a story on, you know, the opening of his golf course. You get to fly with him. I'm like, you kidding me? So we go, and he's got, you know, his professional pilot. And then, but you know, Arnie always flew his own plane, but he had somebody there, I guess, in case he made a mistake or something. I don't know. But his late wife, Winnie, was in the plane as well. And we fly up to Georgia, and they drop us off, and Winnie's going to North Carolina to their furniture deal. They had the Arnold Palmer collection and furniture. And then the plane would come back and pick us up 4 hours later when the King got done, you know, doing the grand opening play in 18 holes, and we get done doing the story. So at the end of it, he's done. We're interviewing some dignitaries. We get back. The plane's on the runway at this private little airstrip, and he's like, let's go already. And so we're running, you know, we hop on the plane. We go back to Orlando. We land in Orlando, we go to the airplane hangar, and, you know, dude, this airplane hangar is amazing, okay? It's private, the floor is like mint, it's got the logo with the umbrella, I mean, are you kidding me? So he pulls the plane in there, and I say, Mr. Palmer, thank you for a great day. And he goes, where are you going? And I said, sir, it's just been an awesome experience, I'm going home. He goes, the hell you are? And I'm like, huh? He goes, yeah. I said, well, what are we doing? He said, we're having a beer. And I'm like, wait, what? And so I call home, Jay, and I'm like to my wife, hey, I'm going to be a little late. She's like, why is that? I said, well, when the King says we're having a beer, you're having a beer. And he pulls this cooler out of the back of the plane, and we sit around, and we're just telling stories. And like everybody else, he made you feel more special than anybody else in the room. That's just the way he was. I mean, I've got so many stories like that and great, great experiences interviewing the First Lady, Laura Bush, and then getting an invite to the White House to go up to a holiday reception. And I mean, just so many, you talk about like little things that the game brings you. I'm standing behind Bob Schieffer and Wolf Blitzer and I'm trying to think of who else, just standing in line to go through security. And we get in, and I go up and introduce myself. I'm thinking Wolf Blitzer, Situation Room, the whole thing, CNN, you know. And he goes, heck with that. Let's talk golf. How you doing, Craig? And I'm like, wait a second. Wolf Blitzer and Bob Schieffer want to talk golf with me? Like, are you kidding? And it shows you the impact of the Golf Channel. It shows you the impact that the game can have on other people. And I mean, how lucky are we, right?
And that's going to wrap up the back nine and this portion of the interview. But don't go anywhere. Pearlie and I will be back on the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. We've got just a tiny bit more of that interview, and then we're going to break it down for you. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
This is Bill DeWitt III, president of the St. Louis Cardinals, and you're talking to Jay Delsing. And wait, oh, sorry, what's the name of the show?
Golf with Jay Delsing.
Okay, let me start it.
Hi, Jay Delsing here for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Our golf program has the same screening techniques and technology as the pros on the PGA Tour use. That's right. SSM Health Physical Therapy has TPI, Titleist Performance Institute, trained physical therapists that can perform the TPI screen on you, as well as use the K-Vest 3D motion capture system. It is awesome. Proper posture and alignment can help you keep it right down the middle. There's 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call them at 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at SSMPhysicalTherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
Are you looking for a great career? Do you like meeting nice people, working with your hands, and fixing things inside the home? Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to encourage you to consider a high-paying career in major appliances repair and service. Major appliance service technicians are in very high demand. Major appliance techs work regular hours and make excellent money. They work local, in their own communities, and are home every night. It is an incredibly stable industry and highly rewarding work. Discover more about your new career in major appliance services today by contacting a local appliance service company in your hometown. In St. Louis or St. Charles County, contact Brian Probst at AAA Home Services. The phone number is 636-299-3871. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric Parts.
I know you've heard me talk about Whitmore Country Club. I want to thank them for supporting the show again for the third year and tell you things are going great for them. There's 90 holes of golf when you join at the Whitmore Country Club. The membership provides you access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville. Cart fees are included. There's no food or beverage minimums and no assessments. 24-hour fitness center is fantastic. There's two large pool complexes and three tennis courts. Stop in the golf shop. You got to see my buddy Bummer. He is an absolute great guy that would love to help you with your game and love to show you around the facility. He and his staff run golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments, couples events. There's live music. There's great dining opportunities out there, outside, inside. Anything you and your family need golf-wise, fun-wise, visit WhitmoreGolf.com or call them at 636-926-9622.
Professional golf returns to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club, September 6th through the 12th. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, and pro-am foursomes are on sale now. All proceeds go to North St. Louis County Charities. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com or call 314-938-2828. PGA Tour Golf is back in the Lou. The Ascension Charity Classic.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Ed Fogelbach, put his experience to work for you. Ed Fogelbach proudly serves St. Louis area families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
I want to tell you about Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. My friend Colin Burnt runs the store over there, and he helped me buy a used Volkswagen for my daughter Jo when she turned 16. We've had the car for over a year. It's running great. It's nice and safe, and we've taken it there to get it serviced just recently. Pearly, that does the show with me, just bought a nice Toyota truck from Colin. So I want you to know that if there's any sort of vehicle you need, anything at all, you can get it at the Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. You can call them at 314-966-0303 or visit them at DeanTeamVWKirkwood.com.
Grab your friends, a cold one, and pull up a chair. We're on to the 19th hole on golf with Jay Delsing.
The 19th hole is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
All right, here we are in the 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I got Pearly with me, and Michelob Ultra couldn't be a better sponsor for the 19th hole, Pearl.
It definitely couldn't be, and it isn't. And I'm about to tap another one here, so keep on talking.
You got it. Hey, and the tip of the cap segment this week is brought to you by the Dean Team of Kirkwood. My buddy Colin, his right-hand person, Brandy, will help you if you need anything. 314-966-0303. And our tip of the cap this week goes out to Hamilton Hospitality. Paul, his family, and his team have been doing great stuff throughout the pandemic. We're trying to break through and get a little more capacity and take off our masks and get back to normal life. You can see them at Vindicette, Mississippi 1111, PW Pizza, Hamilton Steakhouse, but visit them and enjoy their food, and the tip of the cap goes to Hamilton Hospitality. I want to thank Colin Burnt and Brandy over at Dean Team of Kirkwood, 314-966-0303, for presenting you the tip of the cap. All right, let's go to the conclusion of the interview with Craig Kann.
Maybe. Yes, sir!
One of the greatest displays of courageous golf that anybody has ever seen any place.
Craig Kann is brought to you by Golden Tee.
Craig, let's talk about the book a little bit. So your book is called Get
Our Can You Get Our Attention?
Right. Yeah. So tell me, first of all, why did you write this?
So as a kid growing up, I used to go to the library all the time, and I'd buy like three, or not buy, I'd check out three books at a time. And I remember when I was a young kid, I always said, yeah, I'm going to write a book someday. I didn't know what it was going to be about. You don't know where your life's going to take you or whatever. But I started thinking I had this goal of writing a book by the time I was 50. I didn't nail it. I was slightly past 50. But, you know, I felt like I had a story to tell, but I felt like I could give back to people and help them. So what I do, Jay, is now I, as I mentioned, work with a lot of corporations and a lot of companies with their executives, with their teams, be it marketing, communications, a lot of sales teams, on how to present the best of themselves and how to present the best of their organization. And a lot of people don't know the value in knowing their story, because we don't buy brands first. We buy people first, right? We buy connections. We buy relationships first. And then people get up there and they have a message to tell or a story to tell, but they got to be able to deliver it. And a lot of people can write things down, but can they really share it in front of an audience? And there's such value in being able to present and being able to communicate and convince and connect. And I work on that with people all the time, and I love it. And I give speeches which are tied to all of that, and understanding the value of your story and the power of influence and the value of being able to communicate with people on all of that. So I decided I was going to write a book on all that. All right, all the platforms, all the different things I do. But at the same time, if I was going to talk about the importance of storytelling and how people need to know who they are and why people should care, I felt like I needed to share my story as well. And so what I did was I weaved my personal journey in with all of my teachings, preachings, if you will, and the things that I coach and speak about. And I weaved in my journey and my career and the importance for people to understand that no career path, yours, mine, anybody's, is really a straight line. I mean, there's a lot of detours. There's a lot of pivots. Look at the things we've talked about already. I mean, I'm in multiple TV markets. Then I get this Golf Channel opportunity. I have like 10 different roles at the Golf Channel in 18 years. And then I get a call to be a chief communications officer at the LPGA. And then I start a business. You know, I wrote a blog years ago, 2009, sitting in the studio during a rain delay of the John Deere Classic. And I determined at that time that I was going to fill my time writing about things that, that could help people to communicate and present better. And so when I wrote that, I thought every blog post is going to be the potential chapter of a book. So when I decided to write the book, I already had a lot of the content. Like, one thing I've learned is don't do anything in life, in your career, that can't have value later. All right. So when I started my podcast, Tracks to Success, I had it transcribed, every interview, every guest. Why? Because maybe I'm going to do a book someday talking about leadership and communication and Tracks to Success, and I'll be able to pull excerpts and quotes from all of that and write around it. I mean, like, everything you do, try to make it be a part of something else. So this book, when we sent out a pitch to like 30 publishers with my agent, I didn't know if anybody would even bite. I mean, it's not like the world was going, when's Craig Kann going to write a book, bro? Nobody does that. When's Craig Kann going to start a podcast? Nobody cares. You got to take ownership of it yourself. And so we did that, and I think eight publishers came back and said, we're interested. We narrowed it to four. We interviewed the four, and we picked the one that became publisher of the year in the independent publishing business. And the lady, Kathy Teets, who's the president and CEO, said, Craig, by the way, the title of your book is going to change. I go, no, it's not. She says, yes, it will. You wait. Just write the book, and I guarantee you the title will be different when you're done than it was. And originally it was going to be called Broadcasting Your Story. And it ended up being, Can You Get Our Attention? And that's what it's really all about, Jay, is can you get people's attention? We live in a world where everybody's talking, but very few people actually have something to say. That's true. We live in a world where everybody's got a marketing message. There's 247 of them a day on average that we're exposed to. But how many of them do you really remember? How many of them do you really pay attention to? And when you're in front of an audience, can you get somebody's attention to get them to stick around in a society where we're all distracted? Can you be the one to make people focus, stop, focus, pay attention, listen to what you have to say? And then most importantly, can you get people to go share with other people? Hey, you need to go listen to Jay Delsing's radio show. Hey, you should have been there for Craig Kann's keynote speech with this corporation in this event that I was at. You need to be able to get people to do that. That's the power of influence, the power of building a brand. And that's where it all is. And I think, you know, you deserve a lot of credit. You've taken your career and done certain things. And now you've got this opportunity, which is a platform for you to share your knowledge and your experience with other people. That's what we're all supposed to do, is we're try to help other people, you know, and give them successful opportunities as well. And if I can share some things, man, I'm really grateful for that.
But I got to tell you, it is so, I sit here in my office and talking to you and I'm like, man, you know, it's so easy for you to get me fired up. You got to tell people, let them know how they can get in touch with you. I've heard some of your keynote speeches. We've done a couple of deals together and,
yeah,
it's just fun. You're just a cool dude to be around. You got some phenomenal stories. Tell our folks how they can be in touch with you, how they can follow you, however you'd like them to be in touch with you. Let's let them have it.
Well, first off, I'm honored and I'm humbled by the fact that you just said that and that you would have me on your show. I don't think in life we should ever take anything for granted. You know, opportunities, making the most of them, over delivering on them is what gives us other opportunities, you know. So if you can help somebody else out, it always seems to come back to you. And then it's a matter of what you do with it. People can find me on social media, Twitter, at Craig Kann with two Ks, LinkedIn, love to connect, Instagram, at Craig Kann, two Ks, all of that sort of stuff. I've got my website, kannadvisory.com, K-A-N-N, advisory.com. You can buy my book there. There's two options. You can buy it straight from Amazon, which helps me keep myself inside the top 30 on the Amazon bestseller list. Or if you want
to go to Amazon, baby, go to Amazon.
What?
Go to Amazon. Let's go to Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather have you buy it from Amazon, but if they want to buy it straight from me, I give people free shipping and I'll sign it and write something in there to them and they can get the personalized copy. You can get both of them by my website or just go straight to Amazon to get Kann You Get Our Attention. And, you know, I'd love to find my way up to St. Louis more often to do things. My daughter's a sophomore, soon to be a junior at Mizzou. And I love the city. I got so many friends there. I'm actually coming up in about a week
to help my son move from St. Louis to Chicago for graduate school. He's going to be a doctor, so I've got to move him up there, and I'm going to drive my daughter back from Mizzou to Orlando. So, brother, I'm going to be doing a lot of driving. But any opportunities to come to St. Louis means golf with you and maybe some speaking engagements. I'd love to do it, but I hope people will reach out. And if I can help them in any way, whether it's coaching them on speaking or building their brand for their organization, whatever it might be, I'd love to be a part of it. So I hope they'll reach out.
Hey, bud, thanks so much for the time. And we'll wrap it up with M-I-Z.
Z-O-U, buddy.
All right, Pearl. Give me something. What stood out? Boy, a lot of content there.
I'll tell you what. I'm thinking, how do we do another show on just some of the subject matter he brought up? I love the one of the original guys from 1995 Golf Channel back in the day when everybody said this is never going to work, right? Classic. That his goal as a kid was to be a sportscaster. Love that. I'll tell you, a name popped up that he brought up, Raymond Floyd. And I know you got some good Raymond Floyd stories on and off the golf course. That popped up. I'm interested to hear from you guys because I know it's a big deal that Hideki won the Masters, but you guys really went into it's kind of next level win. So I don't know, Jay, there's three or four more things, but where do you want to go with this?
Oh my gosh. I think the thing I'm going to go to the part about sharing, about how we talked about sharing. If you're smiling, we're all smiling. It's kind of like almost like a personal mantra for me, Pearl. It's one of the things that I try to do. You know, I try to be a positive influencer in my life and things like that. And, you know, without getting overly corny and all that other crap, I believe in that. And I can remember, and what struck me when he said that is when I was playing the tour and I managed to wrangle this ugly face on TV every once in a while, everyone said, you should smile more. And I'm like, I'm out playing golf. They're like, your smile is infectious, it's contagious, and it just seems like that's what you ought to be doing. I'm like, you wouldn't be smiling if you were hitting it from where I was all the time. Sometimes there wasn't anything to smile about, but that's the thing that stuck out in my mind.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. When you had me on the bag, my sisters would call up and say, what were you guys laughing about the whole time? So maybe it was the caddy you had on the bag, because when you and I were out there, there was a lot of smiling and having fun. And, yeah, he said something like, if you're smiling, we're smiling. And you and I talk on the radio all the time. It's for our mantra would be more, if you have energy and show energy and display energy, then maybe the audience will kind of be energized by that as well. So I get that. On the radio, it has to be a little bit different. There's a lot to that. I just loved most everything that Craig Kahan said, to be honest with you.
John, I've done my fair share of public speaking. You're starting to do more and more of it. And that part, that component's huge. I mean, nobody wants to sit up in front, have someone stand up in front of them in a real monotone voice with kind of a dead-ass point of view and preach, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, well, nobody wants to hear it. And personally, I don't like to do it. When I can get into more of a conversation, storytelling, that kind of stuff, that's when it's fun. And boy, that guy got stories. You've got great stories. Craig Kahan has some great, great, epic history blazing stories.
Well, when he started talking about Arnold Palmer saying to you, where are you going? You're not going anywhere. We're having a beer. I've experienced that personally. I'm like, you felt like you were the only person in the whole world, and whatever he said to you was the only thing that mattered, and you weren't going to move. And I've experienced that with him before. I agree.
That's invaluable. That's the type of thing that you can't buy. That's awesome when he said that. I loved his Tiger stories. I loved the places. He was kind of doing a Where's Waldo type of a thing, you know, of all the little places that he was a part of that were just epic golf in the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, and I want to wrap up with this, you know, he definitely had his hand in this push to elevate the LPGA Tour, and they're doing it. They've got a great product. They're doing a good job.
Well, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I've always been a fan of the LPGA, but it's easy to be a fan now. There's a lot going on there that's super positive and super powerful. And I did not know. That was new to me from this interview. I didn't know he had such a hand in it. That's awesome.
So, you know, Pearl, another show in the books.
I can't believe it. But way to go.
Way to go that we made it through?
Yes, that's the way I look at it for the most part.
Well, thanks for being with us, and thanks for joining us. And stay tuned next week for more Golf with Jay Delsing. Hit 'em straight, St. Louis.